Baruch Hashem, last week we were zoicha to learn some of the few halachas in the actual inyanim of Kedusha Shviyas, and the Peiris Shviyas, how to be noy Kedusha Shviyas with a lot of different inyanim, gabi schita, gabi ruining, and being kalkul the Peiris, all the different halachas that we learned last time. So after such a share like that, often you hear mixed reports. You know, some people tell you, Baruch Hashem, we're excited to come to Rosh Hashanah, we're excited to come to the year of Shviyas, to be noy Kedusha Shviyas, to be the Ramban, to be mitzvah saseh, b'chulei. Others, and this I've heard from a few people, is we're not going to be doing Shmita this year. We're not doing Shmita. We'll buy everything from Chutzlot, we'll buy everything from Peiris Nochri, here in Minigin Yerushalayim, to be Mekel. Get to every hate attempt to get out of a Shaila of Shviyas b'chlal. So, Enochanam, Yustamazo, I think it's a chaval. You're here in Eretz Yisrael, as we said last time, Yishua Benin was Chalishim to come here to Eretz Yisrael for this reason. Oh, but Stamazo as well, the person has to know. The halachas that we're going to discuss tonight is against those people, because people think you can get away from Hilchos Shmita, you can live a whole year in Eretz Yisrael without even chapping at Shmita. So, again, no homo, for the kids, I think it's damaged a chesoin and chinuch. I think to show the kids what it means, Peiris Shviyas, to have the pach Shmita over there, to show them what everything means, the kabbalah chinuch for the kids, however young they are. If you, people have said years later that they remember from the Shmita and this year that the parents were noy gazoy and azoy, the kabbalah gazah. But upon him tonight, we're going to Beis Hashem, we're going to be going to the halachas that people don't realize too much, and yonim that you can't get out of wherever you go. Nachan Ami, if a person stays here in Yerushalayim for the whole year without leaving, no, we say that Efshad there's a mockum to be maker and say that he doesn't have to be Bechal, realize there's a Shmita going on. But the moment a person leaves Yerushalayim, he's going to come into all sorts of different shailas that could be negeya, as we're going to explain. So let's start number one with the halacha of schoyer, the halacha of doing business with Kedusha Shviyas, with Peiris of Shviyas. So number one, the Makor, the Torah tells us like this, and the Gemara darshens from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'ho'yso Shabbos ha'oreth lochem lo'oicha, as we mentioned this Pasuk many, many times, Chazan, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and other places, darshen from here means lo'oicha dafka, v'loy l'schoyer. Which means that a person is an issa for a person to do any business transaction with payers of Kedusha Shviyas. Which means in a simple way that if a person will go to a shop, a person goes to a store that is selling payers of Kedusha Shviyas, let's say the issa, right? For example, in some of the find that we mentioned previously, maybe it has a mechira. For example, we say according to Rav Gedolia Yehuda, it's not chal, and all sorts of ideas. And you're buying something from this shop. You buy an apple from the shop. You are also being over on an issa according to many, an issa mamish, because you're being assigned to Vaveira, and also a chelik in the schoyer. Even though you're not selling it, you're simply buying it. But that's got to be the schoyer, which means. A person obviously have to be careful. Where a person is going to be buying fruits and vegetables from, obviously, as we know, it has to be a place that's got a reliable hechsher. That's another question. Number two, there's a Mefurish Gemara. Everybody knows the Gemara in Kedushin Dachov. The Gemara says, "Boy, we roy kama kosha avdus of shviyas. Odom noisim and noisim bepeiru shviyas nesoyf moicha es metaltulav." As I state in the Gemara, that the Maisa person. If he starts doing schoyer with Peiris Shviyas, eventually he will come to sell all of his metalton. So we have to understand, what means schoyer? So of course, schoyer means selling. For example, the person takes a trip up north, and he has over there a beautiful Peiris, a beautiful sod there with all sorts of apples and peaches and all the wonderful things. And he starts taking them all back, he brings them to Yerushalayim, he says to his neighbors, "Hey, I'll sell you a whole packet of peaches." No, about that's called schoyer, and that's a problem. That could be the shayla that we're showing him, whether you were over, you weren't over, depending on what your kavanah was, which that's that we're not going into. Another example, a restaurant, a caterer, all of these people are taking payments with Kedusha Shviyas, and they're going to be mishabeach by cooking it, by presenting it nicely, whatever it is, and then they said that's called schoyer with Kedusha Shviyas payments, and again, it requires its own shayla, it's a whole different situation. Another example, people often have shares in a company that have fruits and vegetables and all sorts of things. Again, these are serious shayla which are dealt with in the Gedolei Poskim. Person has to know this is considered to be schoyer with Kedusha Shviyas. What's more negeya to us, maybe on even a daily basis, is the sugya of to be pareya chayus. This is the sugya of schoyer. There's a Mishnah in Perakhes, Mishnah Dalit, the Mishnah in Shviyas says that if a person pays back his debts with Peiris Shviyas, it's a type of schoyer. So for example, if you owe someone something and you give him a free as his payment, Zug the Mishnah that is clearly a din of schoyah, and again is also to be done with perish fear. So, on a simple level, what does that mean? Person has workers, for example, in his house, right? He has work in his house, and he wants to pay them with perish fees. Very uncommon situation, but literally, such a case would exist. That would be avada osir. We mentioned at the end of last year that there's a halacha that a person is not allowed to feed goyim perish fees. So, Nissa, you're not allowed to take goyim and feed them perish fees. There is a tshuva in Rebozna that he brings up that if you have goyish cleaners in the house, a very common shayla, by the way, that if you have goyish cleaners in the house, and you sometimes you like to give them a fruit, a vegetable, they're asking to have an apple, whatever it is, and these are perish fees. So, the Maaser of Bosna holds there's no isn't such a thing. You're giving them a suggestion, not giving them as a payment, and about there's no problem because they're actually hired in your house, so it's not a problem of giving goyim perish fees. This is Bader Agav, something that we mentioned last time. So that would be a partial situation of paying your debts with perish fees. Another very common example is borrowing from neighbors, right? Happens all the time. Baruch Hashem, everybody borrows from everybody else, right? Here we have a situation coming after Rosh Hashanah. We have a situation where everyone has payers, rockers of Kedusha Shvi's inside the house, and you have, for example, some people that are, you know, these are the Machmirim, they've got this type of payers, you've got these are the Mekirim, they have also the big payers, and everyone's borrowing from everybody, right? What's the halacha with this? Simple shayla, right? Etzem, it's discussed already in the Ritvaz. Ritvaz in the Pasal Shulchan brings down that if a person, for example, borrows an apple from his neighbor, he borrows a few potatoes, he borrows an onion, and then he pays it back, what's he just done? He's done what the Mishnah says, it's chayav. A person has paid back his debts with perish fees. And therefore you cannot go along and give the onion back. You're just simply paying back the chayav with perish fees. What do we do with the Maisa? So says the Radvaz, he wants to tie up the Pshat. The Radvaz says, Pshat over here is very simple. If what you got from him originally was perish fees, and what you're giving back is also perish fees, that's mutter. There's no problem in both of us swapping one on the other. So if I borrow a Kedusha Shvi'ez onion, and then I give him back a Kedusha Shvi'ez onion, I don't have a problem with doing Shchayr Kedusha Shvi'ez. As we state in the Ritvaz and the Pasa Shulchan and Perek Zayin. Other poskim, Ravinash Zatzal, Ravinash Kerenet Shlita, and others want to tie in a different mahalach. And they say, well, a person should do, they suggest the following eitzah. And that is, when you borrow from somebody else, a person should have kavon, he should say, I am taking this as a matona gemura. We made a mokhoi to give it back to you. Why not give it back to you? It's a matona. This way you gave me a matona, and I give you a matona. This is something that a person should always be knowing through the year of Shvi'ez, when you'll be borrowing onions and garlics and peppers and all sorts of things from your neighbors. You say it's a matona, and when you give it back, it's also a matona. This way you went over. I also am going to Bezir Obach Shlita. Maybe you heard that something else from Mishver. It's a little bit difficult. Every time you go to the neighbors, it's matona, matona, matona. Start making it attempts in all sorts of different situations. See, he told me what he heard from the Shver, Rabbi Yashu Zatzal. Rabbi Yashu tied it a big condition. By the way, it helps in Hilchos Ribbis. Anyone learn Hilchos Ribbis? His mom should help with this as well. And that is, people are moichel, which means it's not a choyv. When you borrow a potato from your neighbor, are they going to take you to baste them because you didn't give out the potato? Zechemish. What's the pshat? They're not makbid. People are not makbid. They're moichel. They're not makbid on it. And the maiden, there's no problem. Zugu v'lashes that tell the same thing would apply by kedusha shvi'ez. You borrow a potato from your neighbor. He's makbid on it. It's a choyv. You owe it to him. That's a nice thing to do, and that's what we do. White neighbor to the other. They're not choyv to give it back. That being the case of a dash of hell, if it's a small amount, it's one potato, one onion, whatever, so then you can be maker and say, even if you didn't say it was a matona, you can give it back to him because it's not called to be Pereya Choyre. Agar, we have to mention the Shaila with Ribbis, right? Tremendous Shaila, right? The Gedoli Poskim are busy backwards and forwards in this Shaila. I'll give you one Echatimsa, there's many. One of the Echatimsa is very Shriach is, what happens if you borrow a Kedusha Shvi'ez onion from your neighbor, right? He, Baruch Hashem, wants to keep Shmita. Behida, he buys from the Oitz of Eistin, and he has over here an onion with Kedusha Shvi'ez. And look, you take the onion and you use it. Now, you are one of those people that don't want to keep Shmita this year. So you have in your house a onion from Spain, and now you want to give it back to him. What's the Shaila? It's the Shaila Mamish of the Issa Gomer of Ribbis. What have you just done? When you've got this onion, what could you use it for? Right? It was a Milton Shimush. You could only use it for cooking in the normal way. You can't throw it away. You can't give it to. You've got all sorts of things. All of a sudden, you're giving him back something which he has more shimush than what he gave you. And that is a shayla in the poskim of Ribbis. And again, without going into the whole shayla, there is a shayla revolved over there. And again, a person has to be careful from such a thing. The Vaisa, let's go weiter. Another example the person speaks about is a husband giving payments to his wife. Right, simple situation. What's the halacha? Right, so you state in the ksuba that you are mechuyev to support your wife. So the poskim speak about a habamina, that maybe there's an issur for a man to provide his wife with peyus shvius. Because you can't even be pereh yachayim of the ksuba with kedusha shvius. So the poskim avadet nish, doesn't look like it's not nikah with all the different ideas, it's why it's mutter. There's no problem for the same reason the person is allowed to give his children kedusha shvius, even though he has a chiyuv to sustain them and support them and feed them, but giving them kedusha shvius is generally not a problem. Shlachmonis is obviously a shchiach one, right? As I mentioned, I think in the beginning, that there was somebody came to me after last Purim, mamish, half a year ago, and he came to me, he got a shlachmonis. This year Purim, mamish, 6 years after Shvi'is, with a beautiful Kedusha Shvi'is grape juice, or maybe it was wine, it's a based in. Right? Big shine of that if you can drink it bechlal, because it was over the zman of beer, which again we'll have to discuss at a different time, or maybe if we get time today, and it could be that a wine in that grape was also bahano. But stop, Kedusha Shvi'is to give shlachmonis. What's the shine? So the shine is, whether or not this is Pereya Choyboy or not. I have a chiv and the Rabbanon to give shlachmonis. How am I going to my chiv? I can make a nice, beautiful fruit basket, and I'm going to give it to somebody else. No, I'm going to my choy with Pereya Kedusha Shvi'is. The choy, this is Nichla in the Mishnah, of doing Schoya with Kedusha Shvi'is. Zutu Shlem Zalman, though. Why not? Because if the hill is a chiv, momoy. There's a chiyuv, start off the mitzvah, and off the mitzvah, happen to be yoyz the mitzvah, we can do shvi'is food. As I state in the famous Zalman, the Stifler held this way, the Shach held this way, that there's no problem with giving shlachmonos to do shvi'is. Rav Vozna, however, in Shevet HaLevi in Chedek Zayin, and the Kupay Gimel is a tshuva, and he writes, no, that the first shlachmonos that a person gives, he must not give, we can do shvi'is. Everyone after that, you can, because you're not mechuyev. And continues with Vazna, what happens, common situation. Somebody comes to you to give you shlachmonis, you say, hey, I'm going to give you back, that's how it goes, right? So maybe you give it back to him, that's a chiyuv. So with Vazna, even on that one, you're not allowed to give on payers of Kedusha Shvi'is, because again, you're being yotzei your chiyuv with that. Now again, we have to know, we're not going into shlachmonis now, but if a person has a bunch of different things in the shlachmonis, apart from the vegetables and the fruit, then obviously, this is very shkia, because often a lot of people like to give, is they like to give like rolls and a bagel with tuna with an egg salad and an onion and a this and that and the other. It's a very common shlachmonis people like to give. Person has to be careful, even if you do give shlachmonis with Pesach Kedusha Shvi'is, you must tell the person that this is Kedusha Shvi'is in order for him to keep it in the proper way. Now, next. This is one of the most, one of the very common shayla that people don't even have as negeyed to Shvi'is. Very, very common situation. And that is like this. The most common problem is when you buy items with Kedusha Shvi'is is what's with the money? What will the poskim call Dmei Shvi'is? But a very, very, very common situation, it goes Ad Kedei Kach, as we mentioned previously, that a person can go to a supermarket and buy Coca-Cola and have a major problem, as we'll explain. So number one, we have a Gemara in Kedusha. The Gemara in Kedusha on Ches reads like this. Ma Kodesh is Toifes as Domov. Afshvi'is toifet as domeh. Also state in the Gemara in Kedusha, which Pashtus means, just like, as we know from Hektish, is toifet the domov, as many other things as well, Shvi'is applies the same thing, which means Shvi'is is toifet the domov. Where does this come from? There's a Mavrusha Mishnah in Perkhes Halacha Mishnah Zayin, where the Mishnah says like this, V'achroin achroin nitbos b'shvi'is. Right? Without going through the Kedusha of the Mishnah, Ayin Shammah, the Mishnah, Agavaldu Yisrait. Zug the Mishnah. When you buy something, you take a 5 shekel coin and you buy an apple for 5 shekel, what happens with Kedusha Shvi'is apple, obviously? This apple's Kedusha, it transfers its Kedusha to the 5 shekel coin. As the Mishnah says, the apple remains Kedusha Shvi'is, but now the 5 shekel coin is also Kedusha Shvi'is. Which means that this 5 shekel is exactly the same din ki'ilu as the apple, that both of them have Kedusha Shvi'is. Which means, if this 5 shekel coin is Kedusha Shvi'is, what am I going to do with it? So what do you do is as follows. You take it, you buy food. You buy something with it. That new food becomes Kedusha Shvi'is. So if you take this 5 shekel piece and you buy a nice cake, this cake is now Kedusha Shvi'is. You cannot ruin it. All the halachas of kilkul, all the halachas we spoke about last time apply to this piece of cake or piece of meat or whatever it is that you're buying. And it continues and continues and continues. Then with that piece of meat, you then transfer it to a can of oil. And from that can of oil, you transfer it to something else. It's going to go weiter, 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 until the last thing always, as I stated in Mishnah, remains with the Kedusha. So this is a yisoid gomel in Hilchos Kedusha Shvi'is, that not only the item is Kedusha Shvi'is, but how you pay for it, the money, also gets a din of Kedusha Shvi'is. So, the last one, only the last one. Everyone before that won't, except by the Kedusha Shvi'is fruit. The fruit remains Kedusha Shvi'is, because that's what you bought it with, but if you keep on going and going, you're not going that one. Fine. So what do we do with Dmei Shvi'is? Dmei Shvi'is, you cannot pay Chovis with it. For example, you can't take this 5 shekel coin and pay for the mikveh. You can't pay for your own personal chayvus, you're not allowed. You can give staka with it. You've got to tell the audience they made shvius, by the way, for him to go and buy food and eat the kedusha shvius. You can do chesed with it. You can do wonderful things with it. But you can't pay your chayvus with it. And therefore, the only thing you're allowed to do is you go to the local shop and you buy something that's food and you eat it ketoyas kedusha shvius. By the way, if a person went along and he bought himself, I don't know, a table, so he has a problem. Zut the Gemara in Kedusha, what does he do now? He took this money, which is Kedusha Shvi'is, and he bought himself a new table for Yom Tov. He has a buyer, he's used the Kedusha Shvi'is for nothing. So the Gemara tells us we have a knas. That means you have to now take the same amount of worth in money and buy Kedusha Shvi'is, and buy food and activate Kedusha Shvi'is. As I state in Chazal. Now the Maisa says, the problem is, what do we use with this money? So the Poskim of a Shaila, does it have to be worth the same amount or not? For example, right? Let's say, for example, a person goes to a shop, no, very again, he goes out of Yerushalayim, he goes to, I don't know, he's going up to Tel Aviv, he's going up to the Tanya, he's going up this, that, and the other, and he goes into a supermarket, he wants to buy a bottle of Coke. What's the buyout of buying a bottle of Coke during the Heilige Shmita year? The buyout is poshut, that people are going to be buying also from the supermarket fruits and vegetables that have Kedusha Shvi'is, not Otsabasin, because Otsabasin, as we mentioned previously, do not take us the Dhamma because they're not paying for the fruit. We're not talking about Pavis Nofri in Yerushalayim, it's also not got Kedusha Shvi'is. We're talking about Pavis Nofri outside Yerushalayim, we're talking about, which is Mutter to sell, we're talking about people that are selling Hetim. I mean, this is very negative. I'll give you just an example. Stam, hey, Boch Hashem, we live in Azar Shtetl, nobody knows what goes on out over there, right? I give Shir someone in Kine Katamon. So Avichim came to me this week, they said, I don't know what to do. Because everywhere around this area, the Katamon area, there's no way you could buy, you know, Badat, Eidus, Chahedas, and you could buy Utsa Basin for a missing Kalev. You can't buy it. Everything is basically either a Shvach or Utsa Basin or Hetem Achir. So this young man came to me, he says, I have a major bayah. Because his bayah is his grandparents live in the area. He goes every single Friday night to eat by them. He doesn't know what to do. They're buying Hetem Achir, right? There's all sorts of shyness. So again, you go to a supermarket anywhere, go down in the confine. You go into a supermarket, you buy a bottle of Coke. What happened is that 20 minutes before you came, somebody walked in and bought a Kedusha Shvi'is apple. Had the Mechiva, let's say. No, okay. He bought a Kedusha Shvi'is apple. He paid 5 shekel. That 5 shekel has now gone into the till. When you get this 5 shekel out, you don't even know. But this 5 shekel is Kedusha Shvi'is money. What are you going to do with it? You have a buyer. So again, you take it and you buy food with it. The Shai is, how much worth do you have to buy? You have 30 shekel of Kedusha Shvi'is. Do you have to buy 30 shekel worth of payers and food in order to eat it? So the first thing says, lechatchila, you give the same amount in worth. Bidi eved amashu, a shavu prut is enough. So for example, the first thing on Magda like this. If a person has 30 shekel, there's two ways of doing it. Either you can buy from the shop any type of food and bichal the money onto this food and eat the food is Kedusha Shvi'is. Or if you have food in your house, you can also be chalet. Which means if you have a few biscuits in your house, you take the money, you chalet onto the biscuit, and you eat the biscuit straight away. And then you don't have a problem because the maisa, you're eating it, kedusha shvi'is, you're not wasting it, you're not cooking it in the oven, then it shouldn't be cooked, and that's what you do. So again, this is a major problem. A person goes to a supermarket, and how does he know that the money he gets is kedusha shvi'is or not? So first of all, there are ways out. Obviously, a person, for example, can pay by credit card, a person can pay by check, a person can give exact change. This is what you should do, by the way. This is what a person has to be careful the entire year. When you go anywhere outside Yerushalayim, and they're selling, for example, Yibul Nochri, right? Yibul Nochri again. It's a shayla that we said goes back up to us spoke about it last time. It's a machlokes between the Beisaisiv and the Mabit. Is it Yehud Kedusha Shvi'is? Not Kedusha Shvi'is. Here the Pasuk Shulchan says the minig Yerushalayim is to be maker, as we mentioned. But on Kaponim, you go outside Yerushalayim, where the minig is to be machmir by payers of goyim. So that means they've got Kedusha Shvi'is. People have bought them. Or, for example, you go to a supermarket to buy something with a hersha, but they're also selling at the Mechira fruits over there as well. How are you meant to know? So again, best thing to do, pay them a credit card, exact change, be mavata on the 1 shekel change that they give you. These are the aitzes. There are other aitzes as well, to pay by havlah, to pay by credit. There's all sorts of mahalchim in the post you had to get around them. The shaila is, how choishish do you have to be that the 5 shekel that you're going to get changed from this supermarket after buying your Coca-Cola is considered to be based this or not? So Rabbi Yashas Zatzal had a very simple gedder, and he said, Poshut, it seemed the Chazon Ish in this way as well, and as we go basurayv, as we look at the shop to see if roiv of the items in the shop are Kedusha Shvi'is, then the stom of the money inside the till is also Kedusha Shvi'is. Whereas, if roiv of the food inside the shop is not Kedusha Shvi'is, if for example it's a supermarket that sell, you know, nash and sweets and all sorts of things, but I got to have a corner over there where they sell fruits and vegetables, which is a lot of places, we go for roiv, and since roiv is not Kedusha Shvi'is, the mice you don't have to be hoishish. As long as the psak were Kedashim, as long as the psak seem to be from Chazon Ish. However, must tell you, the machmir, there's a moedig etshuva in Menachas Yitzchak. In the Menachas Yitzchak, in Chaylik Borosim, in Kuf Chav Tes, with Shloimeh Zalman, and Chashloimeh Chaylik Aleph also passed in this way. Tremendous chumrah. What do they want to tanya? They wanted to tanya that the moment that the place opened, and somebody bought before you, Perish Shvi'it, if it's possible, right, you go, for example, in the later on in the morning, or the afternoon, or for sure in the evening, somebody for sure has been there. Even if it's one person, has been there and bought an apple of Kedusha Shvi'it, Zug the Minchas Yitzchak, every single coin, every single note inside that till is a Safek Kedusha Shvi'is, and therefore we say that a coin and a note is a Dovah Choshev, and a Dovah Choshev is in a bottle, and that means you can have a few Roy Kenegdon. Doesn't make enough for me to know how many coins are in there. But if you have a Dovah Choshev is not bottle, and then later it's going to be a problem, you can't tie the cold to Porish Keruba Kaporish because it counts on the Roy. No, not Kavina. So, no. Since each coin has a suffix on it, and maybe you have to be Mahme, according to that Rabbi Sai, then you've got a big problem. Every time you walk into a place outside Yerushalayim and they're selling Kedusha Shvi'is Peiris there, however they're doing it, the Heter of Issam, it's no nafkamina, and you're buying something like a packet of chewing gum, and again, the change that you get is a major shaila of Kedusha Shvi'is, and a person has to be careful. Aske dekach, a person also has to be careful for the whole year. We're not dealing with, you know, I'm always speaking shit about different things about Hilyam and Toivim, this, that, and the other. It lasts for a week, it lasts for 2 weeks, that's it. Here we're dealing with something mummish the whole year. A person, for example, is in a taxi. You know, the taxi sometimes needs change, right? So what does he do? He says, hold on a minute, he runs out over there, and he comes back 10 minutes later with change. Where did he get the change from? I don't know. If he went to a supermarket, went to somewhere in the middle of nowhere, that's not in Yerushalayim, and has perish fees, you have a buy up. What are you going to do with all this change now? Or, for example, stop. You're going to stop someone on the street, which you have to know where the money comes from. This is the union of Dmei Shvi'is. This is the union that a person has to be careful. Let's move on. So again, for all those people that say we're not going to keep Shmita this year, I think it's pretty difficult to get out of all of these common shites. Another halacha. Taking Peiris Shvi'is outside of Eretz Yisrael. What's the halacha? Right, common situation where people travel, are they allowed to take with them sandwiches that have cucumbers and tomatoes, whatever, or Kedusha Shvi'is on the airplane back when they're going to Chutz Lo'ez? So the Maisa again, the Kedusha Gemara, we're not going to everything over here, but the Pasuk says, which the Gemara and the Rambam, and all the posts can spell out, it means, you're not allowed to take Peiris Shvi'is from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lo'ez. That's the halacha. Right, Chutz Lo'ez, by the way, doesn't only mean Chutz Lo'ez Mamish, it can mean anywhere here in Eretz Yisrael that's considered to be halachically as Chutz Lo'ez. For example, many of the places that we'll be getting fruits from and vegetables from that they'll say that these are from Chutz Lo'ez doesn't mean it's necessarily from Spain and everywhere else. It could come from places, for example, near Eilat. That's another place that people have to know this is considered to be Chutz Lo'ez. I remember once I was doing Shemesh where we were over on Ksubas, and he had a ksuba there from a Sfarda Shiit that came in right before the Chuppah, and he was looking, reading the ksuba before it, and I don't know if anybody knows anything about ksuba, but the Sfarda, there's different mahalas in Mahali, right, but one of this mahalas was very interesting. He wrote over there, it seems to be a little bit of a standard lotion if he's summoning Hogim, that you write over there that if the wife wants to leave the Eretz Yisrael, because that's where they're getting married, she has to ask permission from the husband, say no. You'll see, he looks up and he smiles and what happens if she wants to go to Eilat? Does she have to ask permission or not? Lemaisa Eilat is considered to be chutz though, so maybe the fruits that come over there obviously are not going to be Kedusha Shvi'is, but if somebody goes over there, you have to know. You're dealing with the shaila of an issagom of taking payers from Eretz Yisrael to chutz though. And therefore a person has to be careful from that. What's the reason why it's awesome? So the Rash Mishant says pshat is poshut. We're worried that when a person takes Kedusha Shvi'is from Eretz Yisrael to chutz though, what's going to happen is he's going to mix them up with all the other payers that are not Kedusha Shvi'is because they're from Chutz Lo'ez, and he'll be noyed with those payers not the Gush HaShvi'is, and then it's a Baya. So the Rashi Mishan are worried that a person will mix them up with Chul and the Kaperis, and therefore he will not treat it with the correct Hanhoga, with the correct Halacha is meant to do it. The Rashi, the Mishnah, says a different Halacha, and that's Halacha of Bia, which means, as we know, as we'll have to explain at a different time, that there's a Halacha that a person is meant to get rid of all the items of Shmita from his house at different stages. This is, by the way, very, very important to remember. We're not going to go through the Halacha because I don't think we're going to get time. But Stam, a person has to know. This by the Noshim, often what they like to do is they like to put things in the freezer. You make cakes, you make chickens, you make kegels, all sorts of things, you put them in the freezer. People don't realize that there's a chiyuv beer on things even in the freezer. If you make yourself a nice potato kegel or whatever it is from Kedusha Shvi'is and you put it into the freezer, you have to note what it is and where it is. So when it gets the zman of beer, you have to get it out of that freezer as soon as possible, as we'll explain. If you don't, then it'll be awesome. But stop. That's another reason why they say you're not allowed to take chayus to chutzlars. If you did, what's the halacha? No, you went in the suitcase with an apple. Mabaya. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Derech Emunah and Perek Zayin writes that if it was taken to Chutz La'aretz, you're not allowed to eat it in Chutz La'aretz, and it has to be returned as soon as possible to Eretz Yisrael. That's the Pesach L'maisa from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. That's the halacha. You're not allowed to eat it there, bringing things come over, come around. Why it's so? And that's how he passes the halacha. Al pi b'chazon ish and others, that even if a person takes it to Chutz La'aretz, to move it from one place to another place in Chutz La'aretz is also awesome. Because each time you move it from place to place, the person is traveling, all sorts of things, during Ben Asman or whatever, and he's got this apple that he took with him for, or he's got this biscuit, he's got this cake, he's got whatever it is, pretzels that were made from Kemah, from Eretz Yisrael, with Shalos and Kedusha Shvi'is, and you're taking this bag of pretzels from place to place to place, each time you move, is a new Yitziah to Chutz La'aretz, and is awesome. Lemaisa, what we do in a lot of situations is that are the whole that you don't even allow to bring it back in there to Israel. Actually, here, going back to original Shaila, are you allowed to take food on the aeroplane? Stop! You want to take sandwiches with vegetables and fruit to the aeroplane on the way to Chutzlars? Are you allowed or not? So the post in the Chazon Ish says, Pasha, that it's mutter. Whatever you're taking with you to your journey, even if you'll only eat it in Chutzlars, has no problem of this halacha and is therefore mutter. Next, Svichim. Also, one of the very, very common situations here in Eretz Yisrael, when you see the Svichim, people hear about the Svichim. Let's explain for a moment what Svichim is, when it's Negev. So number one, the Pasuk says about Shabbat, a Sviach Yitzilcha Loi Sigza, which means a person is not allowed to harvest the Sviach. The Shabbat is, what is this Sviach? So Rashi, Pasuk, this Sviach is a seed from a vegetable, something, that fell into the ground and planted on its own a nice plant. Look at the Ramban. We're talking about something that grows by itself. Nobody planted it. Nobody worked on it. It completely grew by itself. That's called a sphere, and that is something which has got Kedusha Shvi'is. The Torah is telling us that something that grows by itself, a field of a person never actually planted it, has a deal of Kedusha Shvi'is, which means, min ha-Torah, a person can take any types of cucumbers and tomatoes and any types of vegetables, and if they grew by themselves during the Shvi'is and Shmita year, they are mutter to eat with the, obviously, the halachas of Kedusha Shvi'is. However, Bisman Chazal, they realized that what people were doing was happening right. Why? They saw that what halacha is that if vegetables grow by themselves, you're allowed to eat them with Kedusha Shvi'is, Kavadik Eitza. We'll start planting during the seventh year, during Shvi'is, we'll plant vegetables, they will grow, vegetables take very, very quick to grow, and we'll be able to sell, we'll be able to make some money. So Chazal understood that allowing these vegetables that grow by themselves to be eaten would allow people via Veiris to plant itself, which is Mamash Issa Doraisa on Shmita. Memele, they came along and they said, all Svichim are 100% awesome and they're abundant to eat. Mamash Issa, anything that grew by itself and obviously was planted during Shvi'is is an Issa. Now, which means, Dabba Poshet, there's not going to be a Yetzer Hara for a person to plant if he knows that no one's going to eat it. So the halacha is, that's, again, this is another very, very important halacha. I'm going to get this phone call every single Erev Shabbos from the yeshiva, where Bochum are going to all sorts of places on Shabbos, and the problem is they're going to places not here in the Haimisha area, and this is dealing with Shailas of Het Mechira, and Het Mechira fruits, we can get around it, there's Eitzes, we have Kulas, B'Shailas of Chak, all sorts of situations without going into the Inyan. Oh, but vegetables, what do you do with vegetables? It's the worst thing I say. And vegetables, by the way, Shabbos is much worse. Everything's with vegetables, no? Everything's fried with onions, chunks fried with onions, the chickens with onions, the kegels with onions, the kegels with potatoes. Everything you're going to eat is with vegetables. You've got no eitzah. you've got no eitzah. Enoch and Amim of fruits, we can get around it and say all sorts of eitzahs that we're not going to go into now. Oh, but vegetables? Vegetables are sfichim. It's also bachira, it's also bahano. If you have a flower that's got sfichim, you can't even smell it after they cut. But our problem is very, very shvir. People have to know what sfichim is. The shaila is, when exactly is the istachal of sfichim? Something which is very important to know, has tremendous nafkamina to our exact buying habits. The ma'is is the lachoikus rishayim, when sfichim applies. Shitas harash ramban is that the gzeira was made for the oiva aveira, it's made for people that are doing aveiras, and it was dafka to stop them. Mimela, if it's nigger to us that this vegetable was planted in the sixth year, and now we're taking it during the seventh, there's no issa. What's the issa? The issa is, if I don't know when this came, the sixth or the seventh, could be planted in the seventh, and if he did, it's oiva and aveira, don't eat it. Oh, but if I see clearly that you go on Dalet Tishrei, a couple of days after Rosh Hashanah, and you go and see a beautiful, nice, ripe, red tomato, you have a chashash that you planted it on the seventh day, it's a chadish. Mimeil, on such a thing, Zub the Rash, Paskin the Ramban, there's no issue to speak on such a thing, comes along the Rambam with Chashashon. Zub the Rambam, it's a like look, which means the halachos of the Rambam is as don't have gemina whether it's nikah or not nikah. Vegetables go basa l'kita whenever you pick them. And if you pick them during the seventh year, it's got kedusha shviyas. In which case, it's got din of shvichim. So the Rambam is very, very machmir. How do we paskin a halacha? Roiv gedoyim rishayim. The Rabban, the Rosh, the Pasa Shulchan, the Chazat Nishla Halacha Pasta, we pass them at the first Shita to be Mekel. Which means if something is clear to us that it's not, by the way, this is Vegeta, the people that go to fields, a week or two, you'd be surprised, Ben Esmanim, after Yom Tov, they're going to cover a week, Ben Esmanim, everybody's running up north to see, or, you know, where can they pick all sorts of things from. Fruit, obviously, is not again yet, because they haven't become the Shishvins. Other vegetables, Pasa Nikita, you can go pick whatever you want. The shayla is again, if it's sfichim or not. If you do Rambam, it's klar sfichim. You can't touch it. You can't have an altar. You can't do anything with it. Right? There's a mitzvah to ma'akir to take it out and to get rid of it and put it into shmita bin. Obviously, you can't destroy it. But a kapon, we pass in the halacha to be mekel, which means we pass in, and if it's clear to us that it comes from the sixth year, there's no din sfichim, and it's only when we're not sure bechlav. We have to remember, all of these things have kedusha shvi'is. Now, is every vegetable included in sfichim or not? So obviously we're only nichla into this gzeira items that were choshesh that people actually planted. So for example, a fruit tree, haven't got the shayla, because a fruit tree takes a long time. A classic example, bananas. Bananas don't even speak him, why not? But how long does it take for a banana to come into fruition? It takes a year and a half. So it takes a year and a half. So you can take a banana that's ripe during Shviz. You're going to pick it up. You have any chashash that somebody planted during Shviz? Not shy. Because it takes a year and a half. So many bananas have no din of Svichim. So again, if you go to some aunt in the middle of, I don't know, Kirin Arba over there, and all she has is a favorite of who knows what, then take a banana. Nishkavelik is not going to be of Svichim. At least you're going to get around that problem. Now, other things, for example, Goyisha produce. Anything that comes from Goyim. For example, in Yerushalayim, as we mentioned, the minhag is to be mekel, that there's no thing to do with shvi'is. In other places that are not in Yerushalayim, the minhag is yes to be machmir. Yes, like the mabit, and as I pass in the chazanish, that Abad has got a din of kedusha shvi'is. Im kain, they have a shayim of svichim. So if the person can buy payers of nochum, got no chashash of svichim, for the simple reason that a goy's got no issue to plant, as goy's got no problem to plant anything, and therefore there's no problem of kedusha of svichim in such a case. There's other things, for example, a younger man came to recently, he's got in his marpeset here in the area, lovely flower pots with his wife likes to plant mint and parsley and all sorts of wonderful things over there, right? Comes to shvi'is, she doesn't know what to do. There's no din of svichim at someone that's grown in the home. Anything that's grown in the home, we're not choshed that a person will do it by himself, and therefore things don't happen by themselves. There's no din of svichim in such a case. If you do see svichim, you have a mitzvah to uproot them and to obviously be no kedusha shvi'is with them, but you can't have hanah and you can't eat them. The last halacha in svichim would be kalim. Again, another very important halacha when a person eats out during the year of shvi'is is the blitz. We mentioned previously that over here we are mekel and we pasken that the blitz of kedusha shvi'is do not give out kedusha shvi'is. Of a by Issa, it's like every other Meichel Asur, which means that if somebody's house, they cook Svichim inside, obviously then all the Bliyas are Svichim, and the Mela, if it's a Ben Yom, for sure it's a Baya, if it's Dov Chor, for sure it's a Baya, and a person has to be careful where he's eating in order to know all of these halachas, of others, Nachkimin, his Bakim, the Shishim, and the Ben Yom, a person has to ask his own personal Shayim. When does Svichim finish? So Svichim finishes when the farmer had enough time to replant and get the new produce, then we're not choshesh. So for example, if next year, a couple of days after Rosh Hashanah, they come up with tomatoes, we're not going to say this is mutter because it's after Shvi'is. Right? This is something we know already. Shmita applies for months and months, sometimes even years after the seventh year, that will be negated. Svichim, however, applies only until the farmers have enough time to replant and to reharvest and to bring out the new produce. Normally by Hanukkah of the eighth year, then everything that's picked after Rosh Hashanah is going to be mutter. Anything that's picked before Rosh Hashanah will be asa la oila. A Yid once came to the Chazon Ish. Chashav Yid, it was the year Toshin Yavetz. A Yid came to the Chazon Ish with the Shaila. He said his wife was in a matzvah b'kuch nefesh, and the doctor, I think, was high blood pressure. And the doctor told her that what you need to do is you have to eat vegetables and vegetables and vegetables and vegetables. And it was towards the end of the year of Shvi'is, that year, Toshin Yavetz. And it's Kumam not shy to find any vegetables that were not Svichim. So they came to Chazon Ish with the Shaila. Are we allowed to be maker with Svichim? I said, oh, you're on them. No, let's be maker. Mamash Pekorach Nefesh. So the Chazon Ish and Abadah. It's Drabbanon, Pekorach Pekorach Nefesh, Mefua, Abadah, it's Mota. And when the person left, instead of bringing over the Maisa, the Chazon Ish turned to those people that were sitting with them and said, I don't understand. Basa Oit in Cholob is also Drabbanon. Never yet did I have somebody coming to me saying, oh, maybe I can make it because it's Drabbanon. So people had a tzakul over here with Shvi'is, it's only Drabbanon. Rosh Hashanah Agav used to say that you're right that Shvi'is b'zman hazeh is Drabbanon, or but the sfeikas and the machloikasim are kudoraisa. How can they come? A person has to be not mezalzel in these halachas. Flowers. There are those people that prefer to buy a pair of silk flowers before Rosh Hashanah, present that to his wife and say, here you go, this is all you'll be getting for the next year. Because I'm not going to buy anything else for until after next Rosh Hashanah. There are those people that actually do things. And Achanami, maybe it's a good eitzah. The other eitzah is to buy regular flowers. Now the problem is, just like Baruch Hashem, we have Shaitlech now with Hechsherim, do we have to look for flowers with a Hechsher or not? Do we have to start going in and finding out who the Mashkiach is in the flower shop to see if we can buy our wives a nice pair, a nice bunch of flowers for Yom Tov and the Shabbos during Shmita? So the Maisa, again, without going through the Makaris and Shas, how we know Klah that it's shy for flowers to be also Kedusha Shvi'is, the Poskim Bismanenu say as follows. Zukwa Vasa Zukwa Shlomo Zalman, that if you have a flower that does not have a smell, and you're buying it be'ikah for noy, for beautification, it does not have a din of Kedusha Shvi'is. If it has a smell, yesh oimin, then it does have Kedusha Shvi'is. But even within that, if you're buying it be'ikah for beauty, which is what I think most people buy flowers for, it does not have a din of Kedusha Shvi'is. And if it does not have a din of Kedusha Shvi'is, there's no problem. There's no problem with Svichim. There's also not going to be a problem after Shabbos chucking it straight in the bin. There's no problem with Chal. However, the one thing that a person has to be careful is where he buys it from. For a few reasons. One of the main reasons is inside the Vavera. If a person buys flowers from a place that he doesn't know where, what they are, who they come from, it's very shy, especially as the year goes on, to buy flowers from a mokim in a sodden where they're going to be shown with the nevad, which means either they guarded the field, because these are expensive flowers, they close the doors, they lock it up, nobody can get in. That's an issa, right? It's not like it's rishonim, but whatever, we're not going to the union again. But to be nevad from such a thing will be awesome. Number two, often they plant these flowers during Shvi'is, or they tend to them, they fertilize them, they do all sorts of wonderful things. Now if you're going to be using these flowers, it's a buy up. You have to push and know that these flowers came from a reliable source. That is why people often like to know where they're buying the flowers from. You'll see a lot of the places they sell flowers will have a certificate, they have some kind of something that will show that it comes from a mokum of a field that wasn't shown of the nevad, and therefore will not have a problem. By the way, in Chutz Loretz, you have the same problem. In Chutz Loretz Kiyodua, everybody knows in America, for example, 30% of all of the flowers come from Eretz Yisrael. So what do? No, so you go to some place in America and want to buy a nice bunch of flowers. You ever buy up? Do you have your mechuyim to go now and ask the person where are they getting these flowers from? So Reb Belsky Shlita is a tshuva, and he writes to Rachanami, if you have a mokim where you can ask to see the box, about you should. You go ask where the box, well, the box is state, where it comes from. If it comes from Eretz Yisrael, then you should be choishish. You shouldn't buy Eretz Yisrael to get flowers in America, because it's very likely they came from a kohen that's not nitaka of Shem of Nevad, and a person will be even beside Ve'avera, or be nana from something that he shouldn't be nana from, and it's a bayah. If there is no box and you can't find out where it comes from, it's Eev Shevavaris from the Maisa, then the police can say you could be Meikul because we go Basuroi. And since, as you said, only 30% in America from Eretz Yisrael, we always have the other 70, which is definitely over Roy, and we made up, I've got no chiyuv to go checking out everything else. Two more halachas before we end. The inyan of Shemitah is number one, the halacha of Bia. I don't want to go to the halacha now of Bia because it's a tremendous inyan. It's not going to be negated for quite a few months down the line. Be'ez Hashem will give a shit when we got to come to this money Bia. Just to remember, just to know, as we mentioned, it's extremely negated when people cook things, they put things in the freezer. Bia means that when a person does something with a machlokes rishonim, when, that's in the Mishnah, ad kan can a person have the Torah shviyas in his house? So we say, as we state in Mishnah, until the fields are gone, there's no more for the animals to eat, then I have to go out from the house. Machlokes rishonim, what you need to do, many rishonim hold, you push up to take it out, then you have to burn it after giving it to as many people you can. While we pass, and if you wrote rishonim and achonim, is that we don't have to burn it, but we take the amount of gimel su'udas, according to each family what he needs for gimel suddas, according to the family of people in his house, we take the rest outside and we mafkir it, and then we bring it back inside. We need three people to mafkir it in front of. But this zmanei abia are very important. A person should look out during the year of Shemitah to find out when the zmanei abia are. If you missed shkia of the zman abia for that item, if the zman, if for example an apple came along to be whenever it was and you missed it, shkia comes of that day, that apple is now osir bahana. You can't have it bachal, you have to be no, you can do shishvias and put it nice wrapped in the shmita bin, but stam, you have to be careful to be no the halachas. Again, I'm not going to go through it now because it's not a gain. That's one halacha. Number two is the gabe prisbul. The Shailah with Shmita's Ksofim. As we know, there's a Machlokes Rishonim. Machlokes, famous Machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. When is Shmita Meshamet? Is it now, meaning we have this Rosh Hashanah or next Rosh Hashanah? The Ika Adin Roi Rishonim hold, as does the Rambam. That is at the end, and that's about the Harut Paskin. There is a Shita Tarosh that holds this Rosh Hashanah, and that's where there are those that are known to make a Prisbul. Now, the Chazan Ish was not known to make a Prisbul on this Rosh Hashanah, and Roi Post can wait until the end. Again, Yesh Machmirim, but the Ika Halacha is normally wait until at the end of the Shmita in Ganzen. Just to finish off, it's clear from Kamal Makonis, from the Mishnayos, from Gemara's, all over Shas, that the Yisod of Shvius was that now Golis, forget, the reason why we're in Golis is Dafka because Klal Yisrael were not careful to guard the Shmita in order to keep all the halachos of the Shmita, and that's the reason why Dafka were in this Golis. And the Hakdama to Rebbe Tzina B'Sholz and Rebbe Tzin writes as Ki Yodua Shteit Mechazal, that when a person learns Torah on Shabbos Kodesh, the schar for learning on Shabbos is so much more than it is during the week. Zuk Rebbe Tzina B'Sholz, the same thing applies to Shvi'is. The schar that a person has of learning Torah during the year of Shvi'is is much more. We've mentioned previously the Al Shulchan Kodesh, the beginning where the Al Shulchan Kodesh writes that the Ruach HaKodesh is here in Eretz Yisrael during the year of Shvi'is. The person has to chap it. Rachsam Sofer has a Motika Drosha in the Drosha to Erev Yom Kippur. He writes like this, that in Klal Yisrael, Shoymes HaShvi'is of Kol HaShona Yesh Lo Mailes Yom Kippur Shenikra Shabbat Shabbosan V'Shmita Gematras Shem Samach Dalet V'Huki Yom Kippur She'ein V'Shus L'Sotan. It's a Moyudi Gazak. And as we mentioned all the way in the beginning as well, well, the most Negeah Halacha to us is number one, we have to remember the Menachas Chinuch, we have to remember what states in the Kliyoka La Parsha, that the Yisoid of Shvi'is is to put the Emunah B'Tochan in the Rebbeinu Shlomo, when a person has to leave his business for a whole year and close down the office for a year and say, that's it, told you, I'm going to stick the base measure the whole year. Not a munim and betochen that means. So Abad and the farmers have maybe such an munim and betochen. Of what's not getting to us, since we mentioned in the beginning that the maisel, the proskim, or the achronim bring down is when a person has a fruit and he can only be noig kedusha shvius with it. There was a chashav yid, a big posik, a rov in America a number of years ago. And he went to America and he wanted to buy an apple. And he goes to buy an apple, he looks at the apple, he thinks, hold on a minute, it's used to Eretz Yisrael. Do I have to be worried about Orla? No, it's America, I've got no problem. Do I have to be worried about Truma Samaisa? No, it's America, I've got no problem. Have to be about Shmita? No, I've got no problem, it's in America. Then he thinks to himself, what an empty apple. There's nothing to this apple b'chol. There's no kedusha in it. Here we have the opportunity again. If the Ramban, there's mamish of mitzvah d'oraisa. There's mamish of mitzvah sasele. If the Chazan Ish, again, it's to be mekayim rotzon haTorah when a person eats the payments with kedusha shvius. And the last thing, as we mentioned a minute ago, was the yisoid is when we take a pri and we know with it not the way we want to, but the way the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to be know. So it teaches us the yisoid and a lesson to remember that everything in this world is partial. We're sitting on the Shulchan of the Rebbeinu Shalom, mimelo, we can only act in this way as an oirich, as a guest. We can't do what we like with it, and mimelo, that's how we know Kedusha Shvi'is. But Be'ez Hashem, with the schus that Klal Yisrael are showing with the Shvi'is, we zoch ataka to see the Geula Be'inyan by Shlishim Mehem Be'inyan.